Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I was wondering where you got to.
Yeah, I was just checking the staff rotas.
Suppose it makes a change from checking your passports.
Oh.
Honestly, Mum, there's no need. We've been over them so many times.
Yeah, I just had this last-minute panic. We'd still got Kirsty down.
Yeah, well, we haven't. Oh. And Nick's covering most of her shifts, so stop worrying.
I'm not. Look, I know you'll cope. It's just the thought of leaving you on your own.
I'm a big girl now. Oh. And this was your idea, remember?
Have you remembered about that delivery on Wednesday?
Yes, I've got everything written down.
Yeah, you make sure they carry it down the cellar for you.
What?
You'll not be able to do that all on your own.
I know. Anyway, I won't be on my own to start with. Harry will still be here then.
Yeah. No, what else?
Oh, stop panicking. It's all going to be fine. Where's Sid?
He's gone to Kathy's to say ta-ra to Jamie.
Oh, right.
Now, the car's all loaded and ready to go. I'll drive over and pick him up and then we'll go straight on down to Heathrow.
Well, in time to catch the plane before the one you booked on.
Oh, well, you know what Sid's like.
Well, I'm glad he's not around. I've got something for him. You can put it in your luggage, can't you?
Eh? Hey?
Well, it's just a card and a little present for his birthday.
Fallon, that's really kind of you.
Well, I didn't want him to think I'd forgotten just because he's the other side of the world. I know it doesn't look much.
Oh, I'd be so touched.
The second card is a promise.
A promise?
I've said I'll take him to Edgbaston when he gets back. 2020 match. He can choose.
Oh, he'll be thrilled.
And I'll ring, of course, on the day.
Well, I know Lucy's got something special planned for him.
Well, he'll just be happy to be with her, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
I know you don't feel quite the same.
Oh, I'll cope. I don't want to rain on his parade. Did I pack the waterproofs?
Oh, Mum.
Well, it's their winter, you know, and it can be very wet.
No, I saw you put them in with my own eyes.
Oh, Fallon.
Well, I'm just trying to calm you down a bit.
Well, I'd better go and pack these anyhow. I'll check at the same time.
If it'll make you happier. Well, let me know when you're ready to go.
Yeah, of course. Oh, well, maybe you could come with me and say goodbye to Sid.
Well, maybe, if there's time. Oh, go on, off you go. I'll get this.
Okay.
The Bull, Fallon speaking. Oh, hello, Bert. No, but any minute. What?
Matt, have you got a minute? There's something I'd like you to look at.
What's that, then?
My portfolio list. Shares, deposit accounts, ISAs, all potential capital for Amside Properties. Here you are.
Blimey. Very efficient.
Oh, Vincent suggested I look through.
Yeah, good idea.
And I can't see him till Tuesday, so I thought we could do it together. You know, mark the shares we think it'd be best to sell.
Well, he might be a better judge of that than me. He's the financial advisor. Did I tell you I'd arrange to see Alec tomorrow?
Oh, good. He was free. Even on a bank holiday.
Yeah, I twisted his arm a bit. I want to get on with things. He's bound to have a few tips about properties we might think of acquiring, what's around, what's worth a look. He's always had a nose for a bargain.
Brilliant.
Now the company's registered, no reason not to get started.
There's something else I think we should start doing too.
Yeah?
Paying you a salary.
Oh, that.
Look, I don't want you being difficult about this, Matt. You've got no money of your own.
Well, I have, I just can't get out of here.
It's irrelevant. It's my company, on paper, anyway. You're working for me, and I'd be paying anyone else in that situation.
It won't be for long.
Doesn't matter.
It matters to me, and it's our company. I want to contribute equally.
There's no rush.
And I will. As soon as I feel it's safe, I'll start moving money out of my offshore accounts.
Matt, we don't want any more trouble. I can wait.
Yeah, well, thanks, Pussycat. Look, why don't we go through these figures of yours over lunch? Might as well go out while I can.
Good idea. Look, let's go to the Bull and then I can say bon voyage to Jolene too.
I wish you'd come down with me. We could drop you back.
But there isn't time, Mum. We'll be opening up soon.
Yeah, you didn't say goodbye properly, just said.
Well, he's not big on goodbyes, is he?
Oh, no, that's true.
Well, it's not as if I'm never going to see him again. You're not emigrating, are you?
Oh, God, we haven't missed you.
Nearly. She's just off, though, aren't you, Mum?
Lillian, you come down specially to say goodbye.
We were open for a spot of Sunday lunch as well.
Were you?
Oh, take no notice of him, darling. Of course I wanted to see you
all. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, though, like I said, she really does need to get going.
I'm collecting Sid from Kathy's, and you know how he worries.
Yeah, well, I know how you worry. I just wanted to tell you that I'll be here for Fallon to turn to if she needs any help.
Oh, no, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you won't.
Nah, handle anything, can't you, Fallon?
I hope so. I really think you should be going, Mum.
Yeah, I thought Frieda would be here by now. I was going to say goodbye to her.
Well, Bert rang while you were loading the car. She's running a bit late, so go on, get in.
Anyone would think you were trying to get rid of me.
Oh, can't you know I'm going to miss you?
Off you go, Jolene. This is the start of your big adventure.
Yeah. Well, bye, Lillian.
Have a great time, darling.
Matt?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay, love. Give me a big hug.
Oh, I know you're going to be all right.
Oh, I won't be unless you get in the car.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Mum, what is it now?
Just checking up on the passport.
Of course you have. Go.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're here. Bye then.
Yes.
Bye. She really was in quite a state, wasn't she?
She's not the only one.
Ah, you'll do fine. Don't worry about it.
Of course you will.
Yes. You know you said that I could always turn to you for help?
Yeah.
Well, Bert didn't say Frieda would be late. He told me she wasn't coming at all.
What?
Why not?
Stomach bug. I didn't want Mum to find out. She'd never have gone.
Then goes our Sunday roast, then.
That's not very helpful.
It's true, though. Well, I can ring Nick to see if she can cover for me in the bar so I can take over in the kitchen.
And if she can't, I will.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but the thing is, we're nearly fully booked. There's no way I can cover the menu like Frieda does.
Nah, she's good.
Well, so the question is, what are we going to offer the punters? Any ideas?
Oh, here you are.
I needed to get this water trough sorted out before lunch. Sorry, do you want me?
Well, I told Josh I'd ask you if I saw you.
Ask me what?
He's just biked over to play cricket with Jamie.
Oh, that's good.
It's a single wicket. They're both obsessed.
Yeah, well, it's a big thing. First time they've entered.
And Josh wondered if you'd bowl a few balls at him after lunch.
Oh, I see. Well, if I've got time, I will.
He even tried to persuade Pip to do it.
Oh, I bet he got short shrift there. She's still got her head down.
Yep, can't tear away from her vision now.
Came on a bit suddenly, didn't it?
Oh, no. She's hardly taken a break from her revision since her last exam's finished.
No, not even to see Jude.
There's no need to gloat, David.
No, I'm not. Oh, really impressed by how hard she's been working. Although, I do wonder what's brought it on.
Well, don't go asking her. We don't want to rock the boat.
No. Is she coming down for lunch?
As far as I know, she does have to eat.
Good. It'll give us a chance to talk to them all about getting involved a bit in Open Farm Sunday.
OK.
Well, Josh seems keen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it'll give Pip something to look forward to when the exams are over.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Things are getting better. Starting with her taking her exams so seriously. I think she'll be pleased to join in.
Well, I hope you're right. Anyway, it'll be nice to do something that brings all the family together.
Don't think I've ever seen the bar this lively on at lunchtime. Nice idea, Puss.
Well, mine and Fallon's, but thank you, darling. Do you want another margarita?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
How's it going in here?
All under control. Nothing to worry about, darling. You get back to your kitchen.
But no one's complaining?
Why would they?
Well, because they're expecting a traditional English Sunday lunch and they're getting Mexican nachos.
And they love it. Well done, Fallon.
Well, you gave me the idea.
I just asked you what you could cook.
No, it's just simple, works every time.
I can't believe that no one's complained.
Oh, if they did, Lillian just poured them one of her margaritas.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about those. Is that what Sabrina and Richard have been drinking?
What do you think?
They're on their second pitcher.
You're making a fortune on these cocktails, Fern.
Jim's tried the tequila sunrise.
Oh, well, it all goes with the Mexican theme, I suppose.
People love a change, don't they? Where else can you go for a Mexican Sunday round here?
And definitely no one's complained.
There were a couple of whingers, but after one of Lillian's margaritas, they suddenly stop caring.
Okay.
You get back to your nachos, darling, and leave the rest to me.
Thanks for all your help, Lillian. I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, you had the big idea.
Oh, thank goodness. When Bert told me that Frieda wasn't coming, my mind just went a complete blank. I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
And now, look, it's an absolute triumph.
After today, you'll be able to handle anything.
Oh, I better go and stir my chilli, then.
And don't worry. Oh, that was a nice thing to say, darling.
Yeah, well, your cocktails have done the job for me and all. Besides, she's not the only one who's risen to the occasion.
No?
Bar full of happy customers. I'm very impressed. I'm looking forward to being in business with you. You're a natural.
So when is he coming home then?
Well, he's having lunch with Jamie, so not until mid-afternoon at the earliest.
Well, never mind.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Pip. You ready for your lunch?
Won't be long now.
No, don't bother to do anything for me. I'm going up to Lower Loxley soon.
Lower Loxley?
Yeah, I've got a shift this afternoon. I'll get something up there.
Do you have to go now this minute? Because there was something we wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to let anyone down.
You're working there tomorrow, aren't you?
Of course I am. It's bank holiday, one of their busiest times.
Well, what about your revision?
I factored it in. I've got a timetable, Dad.
Oh, good. Well done. No, it's just a shame that we can't have
Okay. If what you want to talk to me about is that important, just tell me quickly.
Right. Well, it's Open Farm Sunday in a couple of weeks.
Open Farm Sunday?
Yeah, and we thought that after your exams, you might like to get involved in it this year.
We'd like to do something a bit different. We'll have the farm walks and the machinery trail and the burger van, of course.
Yeah, but we thought that you and Josh might, you know, come up with something more original.
You wanted to talk to me about Open Farm Sunday.
In fact, Josh has already said he's going to film it.
And then maybe we could put it on the Brookfield website and the village one.
Yeah, but we were sure that you could think of something equally clever.
Think about Open Farm Sunday. I'm doing my exams.
Yeah, of course, but we just...
Yeah, but they'll be finished by then.
And I can't think about anything else until they are. I mean, honestly. I'm going to Lower Loxley.
Yeah, but if you've got time to go there... Right.
Oh, well...
Oh, that was a good idea then.
She's taking her exam seriously. We should be thankful for that.
Yeah, and her job at Lower Loxley. See, that's a priority.
Well, you wouldn't want her to let Elizabeth down.
No. Well, shall I go and call Ben for our nice family lunch? Bringing us all together, doing something positive for the farm?
He's over at your mum's.
Is he?
So it's just the two of us, I'm afraid.
Harry! Hello there.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Hey, it's a good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't think there'd be quite so many people here.
This year we've got all your fans.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, don't be modest. You're doing very well with your sponsorship.
Oh, I just hope I don't let everyone down.
Sure you won't. Anyway, it's only a bit of fun.
Oh, I'm not expecting to win. I just don't want to mess up by not understanding the rules, you know? I think I've got it straight, but...
Here's the man to put you right. Afternoon, Alistair.
Hi, Alan. Harry.
Hi.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah, we were just saying that.
Well, this is shaping up to be a great cricketing bank holiday weekend for Ambridge. We beat Paxley.
So I hear.
And if today goes well, I'm hoping it might encourage a few more people to join the team.
Yeah, but you've got some good youngsters coming along.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Josh and Jamie playing for the first time today.
Yeah. Oh, good for them.
Well, we need them. Some of the team aren't getting any younger. Tony's hung up his bat.
Yeah, he's going on that umpiring course in the autumn as well.
And I'm very grateful to you, Harry, for adding a competitive edge. Your sponsorship idea is brilliant.
Well, it came from the people who read my blog.
Most of whom seem to be here today.
Yeah, well, it's good when individual players have got their supporters behind them.
I suppose so.
Builds up the tension. And I'm relying on you to get to the final.
No pressure then.
Alistair, I've just been telling him it's only a bit of fun.
A bit of fun? Whatever gave you that idea? You'll be telling me it's only a game next.
Alistair, can you come here a moment?
Could you excuse me? I think Kenton needs me.
He's doing the commentary this year, isn't he?
Yeah, and the DJ. Oh. I'll see you later.
All right.
Commentary? I didn't realise there was a commentary.
Well, of course. This is Ambridge's answer to 2020. Great. Well, that's made me feel a whole lot better.
Kenton?
What's the problem?
I just wondered if you were still on for a 2 o'clock start, only people still seem to be arriving.
Well, maybe we should give it 5 or 10 minutes. I'm really grateful to you for taking this on.
Well, I don't promise to be as good as Adam. He's a hard act to follow.
I'm sure you'll be just as good.
Well, the advantage of being the DJ as well is that I can always stick a bit of music on if I'm stuck for something to say.
You're never stuck for something to say, Kenton. That's why I was glad you could do it.
Well, I was coming anyway.
Were you? What, when you're so busy with the Jack's Bar opening?
Well, I would have taken the day off from that. Got to support Jamie.
Yeah, well, it's his first time, isn't it? Bet he's excited.
Certainly is. Just a shame Sid can't be here.
Ah, well, there'll be other years.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the first year Dad's not here to see it either.
Yeah. Means a lot to Shula that you're here.
Right, well, I'd better not mess it up then.
This brings back memories.
I'm sure you can have a go if you want. You need to take your shoes off, though.
Oh, not the bouncy castle. Us. This time last year, when we got back together.
I know, I was just teasing.
And now we're engaged. It's been a big year.
Yeah. Dad had only just met Vicky.
Helen hadn't given up on men.
And now I have to live away from you for half the week.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, if I ever find anyone to lodge with. Haven't had much luck so far.
Lots of people are away, though, aren't they?
I have left messages. Hopefully when they get back, someone might... What is Jazza doing here?
Afternoon. I might have guessed I'd find you on the Wynn's playground. Waiting for your turn, eh?
Jazza, since when were you a fan of the single wicket?
He's come to see me win, haven't you, Jazza?
In your dreams. I came to see Harry lose.
That's not very nice.
Well, he doesn't need my support, does he? He's got half the blooming milk round here.
Which is why you two can cheer for me.
Hey, I'll be the one defending my title, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
You should have played yourself, Jazza. Then your fan club could have come too.
No, I couldn't. I don't live in the village. And I didn't use this competition as a lame excuse for wheedling my way into a bed at the Bull.
Plus, you don't know the first thing about cricket.
Who says I don't?
Okay then, why is this called the single wicket?
Easy. Somebody has to hit one of the stick things.
Stump?
No, that's a common misconception. It's called the single wicket because it's a knockout competition involving individuals rather than teams.
Fascinating.
People play in pairs, and after round one, there's 8 of them.
Yeah, and then 4, and then...
Aye, thanks, I can count. So, where about all the other Johnnies? Standing around watching, sticking a hornet to the ball occasionally.
The fielders.
The other people in the competition take turns to do that.
Do you think they'd notice if I sneaked on?
Yes.
Why would you want to?
They might need a helping hand getting Harry out.
Ah, that's not a very sportsmanlike attitude, is it?
Especially from one of the spectators.
How English can you get, sportsmanlike? Get out there and win, that's what I say.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ambridge Single Wicket Competition, the highlight of the Ambridge sporting calendar. Proving so popular this year that spectators are still arriving as we speak. We're just going to give them 5 minutes to settle themselves, and then the fun will begin. Now, could the competitors in the first round start making their way to the pavilion, please, so that we're ready for a prompt start? Until then, let me leave you with these wise words from 10cc.
Better get going, then. Come on, Bran. See you in a bit, Jazz.
There you are. Break a leg.
That's what you say to actors.
OK, well, break somebody else's leg, then.
Tense moment for Jamie Pertz in his first single wicket, facing that demon bowler, Clary Grundy. She's taking quite a run up. Oh, here she comes now, steaming in. Oh, nasty bounce. Oh, well done, Jamie. That's it, my son. Yes, it's gone for 4, and Jamie is through to the second round.
Well done, Jamie.
Nice for the wee win, isn't it?
OK, and while the winners take a breather and prepare themselves for the next round, let's hear it for Jamie Pertz.
I think he's biased, aren't
he? Sid's not here, and I don't suppose he'll get much further.
Hiya, Bran.
Well done.
You showed them, eh, pal?
Oh, no big deal. First round's got the people who are just doing it for a laugh.
Oh, thanks. Like me, you mean?
You did win it last year. You were just unlucky to be drawn against Harry. He's really something.
Aye, he's a real...
Jazza.
Hiya, everyone.
All right there, Harry.
Hi.
Oh, nice to see you, Jazza. I didn't know you were interested in cricket.
Came to support the boss.
Which I desperately need. You seem to have half the field behind you.
Oh, they've just been very kind.
Aye, ain't they, though?
Oh, good. This might be someone about the room.
Oh, right, yeah. Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, it is. Look, can you hang on a minute? It's quite noisy where I am. I'll try and find somewhere a bit quieter.
I'm sorry, Abbott.
Bren's decided she can't do that commute anymore. She's been ringing around her mates at work to see if anyone might have a room she can rent for a few nights a week.
You'll be on your lonesome then.
Well, I'd rather that than worry about her driving miles down the motorway late at night when she's tired.
Does make a difference. Mind you, I'm missing my daily bike ride now, having to fit it in later in the day to keep my fitness levels up. It's so much more convenient for the milk round living in Ambridge. I prefer it, really.
No, it's only temporary, though, that, isn't it? You can't just stay there, no Sid and Julina. Go on.
I'm not planning to.
Why can't he? It might make sense for him to stay a bit longer. You know, keep Fallon company.
Well, if she wanted me to,
I
wouldn't.
She's got a reputation to consider.
A reputation?
Right. Young lassie, on her own with a guy she hardly knows.
Since when did you become so straight-laced?
Listen, it's not really like that.
I know that, pal. I'm just talking about what it looks like to everybody else.
Right, now we're ready for the next round. And sorry, ladies, I'm afraid we're looking at an all-male next eight. Yes, that's Tom, Roy, Eddie, Derek, Will, Alan. Thank you. And give a special Ambridge welcome to our two first-timers, Jamie. And Harry, the Merry Milkman.
Oh, blimey, Harry. Seems like you're famous.
I just hope I don't disappoint them.
So, if you could make your way to the pavilion, gents. Well, I'm afraid, for some of you, the big O will have got it right.
Right, we'd better get going then.
Tom, hang on a minute. I've got such good news. I found a room.
Oh, that's great. Was that Julie? You thought she might be able to help.
She did. She put me onto him.
Him?
Yeah, Peter. He says I can move in next week.
Peter? I've never heard you mention a Peter.
Oh, it's a long story. I'll tell you later. Get on the field!
Ooh, and another near miss for Tom. Eddie nearly had him there.
Tom's not playing very well this round.
No. Really needs to pull something out of the bag.
Right, well, it's the last chance saloon for Tom Archer. He needs a four off the last ball to beat Eddie. And up. Here he comes. Oh, and will that do it? He's got to get to the boundary, but can Will get there first and take his dad through to the semi-final? No, he can't. Oh, so, well done, Tom. Through to the last four. Right, well, ladies and gents, after all that excitement, I'm sure you're gasping for a cup of tea. I know I am. So, let's relax for a little, shall we?
Well, Tom managed it.
Yeah, only just, though. Really needs to use that tea break to get himself together.
Well done, Tom. That was a thriller. Oh, cheers.
That's one. What for it?
I don't know how you held your nerve.
Yeah, well done.
Well done. Well done. He nearly got knocked up by Eddie Grundy, and he's an old man.
Thanks, Jazza. I'm so pleased you came to support me.
Need a half-time pep talk, or you're in danger of losing it to your neighbour.
Well, what we all need is a cup of tea. Shall I go get some?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Harry.
Two sugars, ta. What game are you?
Give him a break, Jazzer. He's in the semi-finals.
It wasn't my finest hour.
Looked like your mind was on other things.
Yeah. So, you were going to tell me about this Peter?
Peter?
That you're going to share a house with.
Oh, I don't know much about him. He's got a room free at a reasonable rent. That's the main thing.
Right. So, has he got a girlfriend?
What's that got to do with anything?
Clearly quite a lot. You saw what it did to his game.
I hope you're not going to be an idiot about this, Tom.
I just wondered. It's the kind of thing girls usually know, even if you have never mentioned him before.
He's not in our department. He used to work with Julie. She put us together.
Quite the wee matchmaker, eh?
Hardly. She knew I needed a room and he needed the money.
And any particular reason why he's suddenly got one going spare?
Like his ghetto friends left him.
He and his partner have split up, actually.
Don't put him off his game more than he is already.
Right, well, then I'm not sure
Don't worry, Tom. I wouldn't make a very good replacement. He's gay. Happy now?
Oh, and some well-earned applause for Tom Archer. He has stormed back to the top of his form
to
reach the grand final, where his opponent will be the milkman, who's been working his own particular brand of magic on the field. Here's Harry!
Kill him, Tom!
Once again, it's all down to the last ball. Here we go.
Tom!
Oh, no, we skied
it. That ball has gone miles in the air. But Alan Franks is racing for the catch.
That's it! Catch it, Padre!
Oh, no! He's dropped it. And Harry's come back for that vital second run. Yay! Bad luck to Tom Archer as newcomer Harry Mason wins the Ambridge single wicket.
Well, that was a proper nail-biter.
They both played so well.
I must go and congratulate Harry. You know, I wasn't sure about him playing at first.
Perhaps you should have gone with your instincts.
But we need that boy on the team.
Joking, aren't you? What? Oh, go top out there.
Jazza, did you see the boy play? Trust me, he is just what this village needs.
So, Alec thinks these houses would be a good investment?
They were top of the list he gave me.
Hillside.
You know, on the road out to Lower Loxley, other side of Lakey Hill. Hence the name.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Not somewhere you'd like to live, Puss, but that's the point.
No, it's not the nicest situation. Right by the road, no front gardens to speak of.
On the right side of Borchester, but not too far from the village centre, best of both worlds.
You sound like an estate agent already.
That's the game we're in.
Why are you in such a foul mood this morning?
Why do you think? You lost the single wicket.
And touched it matters that much to you?
Harry won and you let him.
Oh, it was hardly my fault Alan dropped that catch.
No, that was a fix if ever I saw one.
A fix? Alan's a vicar.
So?
So why would he want Harry to win and not me?
Harry's his blue-eyed boy, raising money for charity on the website like Mother Flaming Teresa Botham. What a scam.
How is it a scam? They were raising money for charity.
It's just another way to get people to see how wonderful he is.
I think Harry's doing a good enough job of that on his own. Did you see the number of supporters in the crowd?
He's a snake in the grass. Am I the only one that can see that?
Yes.
He's just biding his time.
To do what?
Make his move on Fallon.
Oh, Jazza. Look, I've got to get back to the farm.
This is all to impress her.
OK, let's suppose, for a moment, that this paranoid fantasy of yours is true.
Of course it's true.
What's it to you anyway? You're not going out with her.
No, but...
Her imaginary love life is none of your business.
She's my pal. I want to protect her.
Against Harry?
Aye.
A charming, handsome, honest bloke. Yeah, she's really going to thank you for that.
I tell you, it's all front.
Even if it was, Fallon can look after herself, can't she? She won't thank you for interfering.
Jolene said only there she needs her friends.
Yeah, she does. And you won't be one of them if you carry on like this. So just cool it. Now, I'm off to talk to Mum before you think of anything else to pin on Harry.
All right, you've made your point.
And anyway, he's moving out today, isn't he?
Aye. So at least I won't have to see him creeping around every time I go out for a pint.
And this is the third bedroom.
It's a bit pokey, isn't it? I suppose he might just about get a baby in.
Yeah, remember, the idea is to convert them into flats.
Very small flats.
Not necessarily. You'd be surprised what difference knocking a few walls through can make.
I'd need to be.
And they're being sold with planning permission for conversion, which is a big plus.
I suppose.
OK, let's go back downstairs.
Oh, no. None of the bedrooms are that impressive, are they?
You need to revise your ideas a bit, Lillian. You can't measure everything against the dower rails.
Well, I know that, of course.
So, now we've done the grand tour, what do you think?
Well, to be honest, Matt, I didn't think they'd be this run down.
There is a reason that they're cheap.
Well, I know, but, I mean, that kitchen and the bathroom were much better.
Doesn't matter, that'll all be ripped out in the conversion.
It's a lot of work.
Which is what's given us this opportunity. The vendor can't afford it. He's run out of money.
Well, are you sure we wouldn't?
Of course I am. That's why Alec thought they were a good buy. The vendor's desperate. He'll take a low offer in return for a quick sale.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Leaving us with the capital to do them up and sell them for a tidy profit.
You sure about that? I mean, it seems to me they'd need so much work there wouldn't be much profit.
No, you need to get your eye in, Lillian. They're structurally sound. That's the main thing. Look, come and have another look outside.
Oh, if you say so.
You don't have to take my word. I'll get my builder to cost up a potential conversion and renovation. Hopefully the figures will convert you.
Oh, well.
Look, I know it's hard to see now. But with new kitchens and bathrooms, walls knocked through, you won't recognise the place.
just not sure about the situation, Matt.
It's in Ambridge. That postcode is worth a couple of thou at least.
Yeah, I know, but...
Look, it's got good connections to the motorway and the view of Lakey Hill isn't bad.
But what about all these trees? I mean, it feels very dark to me. Damp.
Nah, trees can be dealt with.
Yeah, but it's more expense, though. And that's if there isn't a preservation order on them.
Well, even if there is...
They've really let the buildings go, haven't they? I mean, look at them. They're so shabby. There's just so much to do.
I promise you, Lillian, it will be worth it. There's... real potential here.
I'm sorry, Matt. I just don't see what you see.
Well, it's not just me. Alec thought they were a really good buy. He knows what he's talking about, Pross.
Yeah, I know. Look, just let me think about it. Let's go and look at the other one.
All right. Maybe that will appeal to you more.
Yeah, I hope so.
You want a top up, love?
No, thanks. I'm fine with this. So, you know I've been doing some research into the market for organic veal and ham pies.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite limited.
Well, it's either big catering firms or venues where they do upmarket buffets, wedding receptions, things like that.
That makes sense.
Large ones that sell for about 30 quid or so seem to be the best thing to go for.
Yeah, that sounds promising. You wouldn't have to sell that many to make a nice profit.
Exactly. So, what I need now is a recipe.
Yeah. It'd be good if you could revive a forgotten one, you know, an old family recipe handed down the generations, that kind of thing.
Good scope for publicity. So, have you got one?
Me? Never made a veal and ham pie in my life. Jill might be your best bet. Her steak and kidney pudding video's got quite a following.
Yeah, I know. Will was raving about it.
Do you want me to ask her? She's coming to the opening of the community shop.
If you don't mind...
Well, if she's got a recipe, I'm sure she wouldn't mind passing it on.
Thanks. All set for tomorrow, then?
Yeah, I think it's under control. They're closing early to give us time to get everything ready.
Good idea.
And Susan's fixed for Emma to come in for a couple of hours to cover while Clary shows her the ropes in the dairy in the morning.
Oh, yeah. She'll be starting next week, won't she?
After she's done her course. Clary's really looking forward to it.
Phew, lots more time to gossip.
More free time for me. Which will be handy when Helen goes on maternity leave.
I suppose it will.
She said she'd told you. I hope you can be a bit happy for her.
I don't have much choice, do I?
Well, you do have 8 months to get used to the idea.
That's true. Oh, by the way, Brenda's found somewhere to stay in Leicester during the week.
Oh, that's good news. Someone at work did have a room then.
Yeah, Peter. He's gay.
Tom, is that the most important thing about him?
Of course not. I just meant he'll be...
No threat to you. Don't you trust her?
Of course I do. I was just going to say he'll probably be a good cook and very tidy.
You're in a hole, Tom. Stop digging.
Oh, fair enough. I was quite relieved when I found out. But I'm intending to make the most of having Brenda at home this week and spoil her a bit.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's my... week for good deeds. Speaking of which, I'd better get on. I've promised to buy Jazza a pint to cheer him up.
Why does he need cheering up?
Because Harry won the single wicket.
Oh, that's very loyal of him.
He doesn't care about me losing. He's just jealous of Harry. He thinks he's after Fallon.
Has he still got a soft spot for her?
Just a bit.
But there's nothing going on between her and Harry, is there?
Only in Jazza's fevered imagination... Anyway, we're going to the Bull this lunchtime to help him move out. That should cheer Jazza up.
So remind me what Alex said about this?
It's a rundown pub on the outskirts of Borchester. He thinks we could convert it into luxury flats.
Does he? How rundown?
I don't know yet. That's why we're going to look.
Do you know when it was built?
1910.
1910? You mean it's a ruin?
Height of Edwardian elegance, Alex said.
Oh, did he? Have you read The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists?
No, have you?
Jenny used to read me bits when she was going through her socialist phase. Height of Edwardian jerry building. Be lucky if it's still standing.
Hi, Fallon.
Hi, Harry. Are you finished for the morning?
Yeah. Need any help?
No, everything's under control. You gave me quite enough help last night. Aren't you tired?
No.
There you are, trying to have an early night, and you end up helping me throw out the drunks.
Well, they went quietly enough in the end. I'm sure you could have managed.
Yeah, probably. But thanks, anyway.
Anytime. Heard from your mum this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, they're nearly over their jet lag and they're planning some trips.
Must be so much to see.
Sid just wants to sit and gaze at Lucy.
He hasn't visited for a long time.
Years and years. Mum thinks it's all worthwhile to see him so happy.
Morning, Fallon. Harry.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Jazzer.
Hi. Well, congratulations are in order.
Oh, no, no, no. You did enough of that yesterday. If Alan hadn't dropped that catch, it would all have been very different.
Aye, it would. Have a pint of lager, please, Fallon.
Okay. Tom?
Just half a pint, please. No, actually, I meant about you joining the Ambridge cricket team, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was very flattered when Alistair asked me.
It's good news, isn't it? Mm. Sid will be pleased.
You never tell me that.
Well, you weren't interested in village cricket till yesterday.
Aren't you going to congratulate him, Jasser?
I was just about to.
Well, go on then.
Are you not going to find it's going to be a bit too much for you?
In what way?
Well, they practice all the time, you know.
Twice a week?
What with that and your milk ground?
Well, I should just have to take a leaf out of your book.
Mine?
I'm so impressed by the way you manage your job with the pigs and the milk round.
Not to mention your extensive love life.
You'll need your rest. I bet you're longing to sleep in your own bed again, eh?
Jazza.
So, if I can help you take your stuff to the car?
Oh, no, Harry's staying on for a bit. There's your pint, Jazz.
What? The single wicket's over.
Well, I had a bit of trouble with some drunks last night, and Harry gave me a hand getting rid of them. So I've asked them to stay on just till Sid and Mum get back.
I could have helped you.
Well, I'm sure you could, but you weren't here.
I could be.
Harry's here already.
I'm sure his poor old white-haired mother's missing him something terrible.
Well, she's not that old.
Who's going to defend her against drunks?
Well, my dad, probably, if any came round. But it's an outside chance.
You know what a devoted son you are. You've got to put them first. If Fallon needs a man to stay here, I'm more than happy to offer.
And what about your poor white-haired old mother?
You've met my ma.
It's very sweet of you, Jazzer, but Tom's right. Harry's here already. He might as well stay.
Well, here we are.
This is it?
Yeah.
You said it was run down.
Inside needs some attention, but that doesn't matter if we're going to convert it into flats anyway. Again, structurally itself.
Sound? It's beautiful. It's an Edwardian gem.
Not jerry-built, then.
I didn't say they all were. It's so elegant, Matt. Oh, and it'll have those wonderful original features. High ceilings, cornice work, ceiling roses.
We haven't even been in yet.
But what are we waiting for? Don't expect to change my mind.
We'd still need a builder to look it over.
I know, of course. That goes without saying. Well, let's get on to him as soon as possible.
Suits me.
And tell him to keep quiet about it. A beautiful building in a prime location. We need to snap this up before anyone else does.
Aha! So, we're going to Porchester.
Yes. Well, the outskirts anyway.
You're not going to tell me anything, are you? Why the mystery?
Because I want your unvarnished first impressions.
Ooh, how intriguing.
Hello, Susan. Nice to see you.
Oh, sorry I'm a bit late.
That's all right. Give me a chance to enjoy the sunshine.
Just had to sort out Emma, make sure she's all right covering her. She's doing me a favour.
And then you're closing at lunchtime, aren't you?
That's right. There's still a lot to do before the opening tonight. Quite exciting, really. Yeah,
well, I'm glad you managed to fit this in too.
Yeah, so when I've done my course next week, I can get stuck in straight away. Well, that's what Pat thought. Oh, is she in the dairy?
No, she's doing the last call round of all the team leaders and volunteers. Make sure they're all coming tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, let's get you all kitted up there.
What do you think?
Oh, Brian, it's lovely. An Edwardian gem.
That's about right, yeah, 1910. I mean, you've got such a good eye, darling. That's why I wanted you to take a look at it.
I'm glad you did.
Well, can you see the potential? I mean, it is rather run down.
Yeah, but it wouldn't take much to fix it up. I mean, they built to last in those days. Look at those elegant lines.
Well, I hoped you'd like it.
What's all this about?
But I've been looking for a property for BL to invest in. I noticed this had come on the market.
What would you do with it?
Well, convert it into flats. But we need to have a look round inside to see if that's even possible.
Well, I'm sure it would be. I mean, they have such wonderful original features. Mm. They've got high ceilings, cornices.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping. So, come on, let's take a look.
Right. There. Now we've got all the surfaces scrubbed down, we can start making the yoghurt.
Okay.
Don't look so worried. I'll explain it all first, and then you can watch me do it.
Should I be taking notes?
Oh, it's not that complicated, Susan. Mm. Now, first we put the milk in that little tank there.
Oh, but just the milk.
And the skimmed milk powder goes in next, 1,400 grams.
Right.
And the sugar, 300 grams.
Milk, skim milk powder, sugar.
Yeah, and then after it's all been mixed up, it goes through the homogenizer.
And where's that?
Next to it.
Oh, right.
Then it goes into the heat treatment tank over there.
Yeah.
Then after it's been heat treated, it's brought down to the incubation temperature.
Which is?
40 degrees. Oh, sorry, I just know all these things, you see.
I don't.
Well, not yet. Then we put the cultures in.
And leave it, I suppose.
You see? You're getting the hang of it already. Yeah, for 8 hours.
So, we have to keep a note of the time.
Well, Pat usually does that. Then it all gets mixed up, and then it's cooled down, and that's it, really.
Mm. And how does the yoghurt get from the big buckets to the little pots?
Oh, it goes into the filler. That's that machine there.
Oh.
You put the little empty pots on the tray, mm-hmm. work it with your foot, and the right amount gets measured into the pot.
Oh, right. Don't you have to date stamp them?
Oh, yeah, we do that, yeah. And then we put the whole lot in the chill room.
Oh.
See? Simples, as George would say.
Well, I'm never going to remember all that. Which tank is which, what the different temperatures are.
It only seems complicated because it's new to you.
Oh, I don't know, it's a lot to take in. Could I watch you do it now?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know, I think I am going to take notes.
Oh, I need to get on anyway, so. Right, oh, put the milk in this tank here.
I meant to ask you, how did you get on with your first lot of campers?
Oh, fine, nice young couple. Only problem was Fallon found the girl drying her hair under the hand dryer in the ladies in the boat.
Well, she's lucky she wasn't looking for somewhere to plug her straighteners in.
I promised it wouldn't happen again, but I don't really see how I can. Now, I am going to.
Now, let me see if I can remember. Add the skim milk.
1,400 grams.
Yeah, 1,400.
There you go. Glinda's been a bit funny with me, though.
Is she? Why?
Thinks we might take some of her business, I suppose.
Oh, different market, isn't it?
That's what Eddie says. And in goes the milk powder.
Mm-hmm.
There. And now it's all ready to mix.
Well, aren't you going to put the sugar in?
Oh, yeah. You see, you're better at this than I am already.
I don't know about that. Neil said Eddie was hoping to get a pitch at Brookfield Open Farm Sunday.
Yeah, he and Joe's got all sorts of plans.
Most of them involving you, I suppose.
They might have to manage without me if I'm doing extra shifts at the Bull. So now?
You've got to get it all mixed.
That's right.
Oh, dear. I do hope I'll be able to do this. It's a lot of responsibility, isn't it?
You really don't need to worry. If I could get the hang of it, anyone can.
That was a very successful morning.
Oh, I'm glad you took me to see it, darling. I think those flats are going to be fantastic.
Let's just see what our builder thinks.
Oh, yes, I'd love to hear what ideas he has. There's such a lot of scope.
There's a small matter of acquiring the property. I'm glad you're so enthusiastic about it, but, I mean, you will keep it under your hat, won't you?
Oh, of course I will.
It's only just come on the market. I don't think many people have realised its potential yet. I'd like BL to make an offer before they do.
Oh, I'll keep quiet. We don't want anybody else snapping it up.
There. Will that do? Very nice. Now, if you could just do one for the run of beans.
Oh, right you are.
Then that's all the signs for the new produce done.
So, we're pretty much ready, aren't we?
Think so. You're going to be tired of openings with Jack's bar coming up too.
I'm fairly tired of that already.
Oh, Kenton's still just as obsessed?
I presume so. I haven't seen him to find out.
Oh dear.
You'd think he was one of the owners the way he carries on. Still, at least the end is in sight now.
It's bound to be better when it's up and running.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, he won't need to spend as much time on it then.
I don't see how he could, seeing there are only 24 hours in the day. Oh. He's promised he'll make it up to me.
Good.
He's even talking about us making a big family trip to New Zealand to see Marion.
Really?
Of course, Jamie's really keen. I mean, he was disappointed he couldn't go with Sid.
Well, it will be something to look forward to.
Kenton's talking about Christmas. But we'll see.
Well, you certainly deserve a break. Oh, hi, Susan. Have you finished?
I have, yeah. It's looking lovely. And look what Neil's brought me.
Oh, champagne. Oh, isn't that sweet of him?
Well, he thought we should have a little celebration of our own before everyone gets here.
He should have come in and had a glass himself.
No, he said we were the ones who'd done all the hard work.
Especially you. All that training.
Oh, it was Pat's idea. None of this would have happened without her.
This is a great success.
Yes, isn't it? It's quite a party.
Mm. And wasn't it a lovely moment when Mum cut the ribbon?
Yeah, emotional.
And she was so touched that they'd asked her.
Well, who else would they ask? She supported them so much.
Mm. She certainly gave a brilliant speech.
All those stories about Jack. I'd never heard most of them.
No, well, you weren't around Ambridge much when he was so involved with the shop.
No, I suppose I wasn't.
Oh, I can remember him standing in the rain singing "For She's a Jolly Good Fellow" to welcome Martha back.
Had she been away?
Oh, I think she'd put her back out or something.
Oh, dear Jack. Mm. You know, I did remember Granny P writing to tell me about the opening ceremony when it went self-service.
Oh, yes, she was so excited.
Yeah. Jack even played her a fanfare when she turned the sign on for the new village shop. Yes. When was that?
I suppose about 1989, I think.
I can't believe it wasn't self-service till then.
Oh, Jack thought that was very up to the minute. And Martha thought it would never work.
It is a village institution. Oh, I'm glad Pat found a way to keep it going.
Oh, yes, and so is Mum. It's a shame that Matt couldn't come.
Oh, I'll be able to see it all on the website.
Is he getting very bored being stuck at home?
Yeah, he's finding things to do. And, well, we were out most of yesterday.
Oh, yes. Where did he go? Anywhere nice?
Oh, just round and about, you know. Countryside's looking so lovely.
Yes. Brian and I were enjoying the sunshine today.
Oh, you managed to drag him away from the farm. Yes. Must have been a special occasion.
Oh, he just fancied a break.
I like your new science for the produce.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, we wanted to make a feature of it, you know, as this is new departure for the shop.
Oh, certainly is. Jill's honey.
Yeah, and I think the Lower Loxley wine will be a good seller.
Red House Farm runner bees.
Yeah, it's going to be a good selection.
Oh, I wish I'd been able to offer them. Might have made all the difference.
No regrets, Susan. No. This is a new start for you as well as the shop.
Oh, I know. I hope it succeeds, I really do.
Yeah.
Admiring the new produce.
Oh, there's enough of it.
Helen's really pleased with the new Bridge Farm lines coming in here.
Yeah, she seems to be in a particularly good mood lately.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, she's just happy for me. For all of us.
Now, we've just come to congratulate you. What a splendid party.
Oh, thanks, Lydia.
Oh, and Mum was so touched that you'd asked her to open the shop.
Mm. Couldn't have done it without her.
Yeah, and all those brilliant stories. I mean, she's got such a good memory.
Mm. Yes, it's impressive.
Mm, I'd forgotten most of them, and I worked here.
Yeah, I like that one about you and Linda and the video.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of work for me and Betty taking that on.
Yes, well, that was Mum's point. And you wanted to do it properly.
Yeah, you certainly did that. Asking for four forms of identification from the most recognisable person in the village.
Those were the rules.
Betty wasn't so strict. Oh, she always had a soft heart.
Oh, dear Betty. Mm. We should have had a toast to absent friends.
Yes.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, hi, Blair.
I'm glad to see Home Farm strawberries so prominently displayed.
Oh, worth joining the committee, then?
I've never regretted it. This project's going to be a great success, thanks to all our hard work.
despite the fact that you advised Peggy against it when I first suggested it.
Oh, that's all water under the bridge now.
I'll admit I was sceptical, but I think we've made it work.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, all of us.
Wouldn't disagree with that for a moment. We make a very good team.
Well, if tonight's anything to go by, you certainly do.
So, despite your initial misgivings...
Credit where it's due, Pat. You talked me round.
Oh, me too. I had me doubts, as you know.
Yeah. You might want to write this down, Pat, and I may never say it again. But you were right and I was wrong.
Well, now that is a first.
The Ambridge Village Community Shop's going to be a great success.
And so say all of us.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Is this a bad time? You in the middle of revising?
I'm always in the middle of revising. No, it's okay. I could do with a bit of a break.
You sure? I can ring back later.
No, it's fine.
It's just, well, Lorna tells me you're not doing any more shifts for us until after your exams are over.
No, I'm sorry. Is that a problem?
No, of course that's fine. I don't want you stressing about that too.
Thank you.
But Lorna did say that, well, you got a bit distressed yesterday at the end of your shift.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was just so tired.
Oh, I understand.
I didn't mean to let you down. Are you going to fire me?
No, of course not. No, I was just worried about you.
I'm okay, honestly. Now I can stick to my revision timetable.
It's good you want to do that, of course.
Elizabeth, I've got to. It's chemistry and biology next week.
Yeah,
biology was the paper I messed up last week.
I remember.
I need to do really well to make up for that. And chemistry is the one I haven't made a hash of.
Yeah, but... I'm going to come out with all the old clichés here. All work and no play.
I can't play. I haven't even been seeing Jude.
No? Is he okay about that?
Yeah. Well, he misses me, of course, but he's got so many mates.
Well, it doesn't leave you with many people to talk to.
I haven't got time to talk.
So you haven't said anything to your mum and dad about what happened last week?
No, and you mustn't. You won't, will you?
No, I won't. Are they busy today?
They're always busy. Dad's moving the Heverfords and mum's milking.
Right. But I was thinking of coming down to see how the community shop's doing. Shall I drop by afterwards?
Afternoon, David Archer.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Oh, that's a fine set of beasts you've got there.
Thank you. Yeah, we think so.
Looking forward to showing them off on Oakham Farm Sunday, are you?
They'll certainly be one of the attractions, yes.
Got a lot planned?
Well, we're working on a few ideas. Uh-huh. Ruth's getting some posters done. And there'll be an advert going in the Echo next week.
Oh, you'll need to get on with it.
Well, we are. I've asked Brian if we can borrow his big combine for the machinery trail, and Tom's coming with his burger van.
Much the same as last year, then.
Well...
Eddie and me would be more than happy to offer you a helping hand.
Oh.
We got all sorts of new things we'd like to try out.
Really?
If you could find us a pitch, it would solve all your problems.
Well, we haven't really got any problems.
I mean, you wouldn't have to come up with any more new ideas. We do it for you.
Well, that's a very generous offer.
Oh, well, you know us. Always happy to lend a fellow farmer helping hand.
Yeah, only I'm afraid we'll have to charge you for a pitch this year.
Charge? What, money?
Yes.
Well, but we'd be doing you a favour.
Not exactly. It costs us money to put this event on.
Yeah, but if we get you more punters in...
I'm sorry, Joe, the figures just don't add up. Especially when you'll be making money yourselves.
Well, who says we will?
Eddie's gnomes, his compost... You're giving them away for free, are you?
Well, it's that kind of thing that attracts more people in for you.
And you make a profit, which I'm subsidising if I don't charge you for the pitch.
Oh, it's a very cold-hearted way to look at it.
Cold-hearted times, Joe.
Oakham Farm Sunday isn't about money. It's the farming community cooperating to show their way of life to the world.
Yeah, which is why I know you'd be happy to spend some of your profits contributing to a pitch.
Well... I never thought I'd see the day. Thank you, Ebenezer Archer. But we'll be taking our attractions elsewhere.
Come in. Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Bought us some tea.
Oh, cheers.
It was your mum's idea.
Did you see her?
Yeah, she was going out as I was coming in. She said you hadn't had a break all afternoon. Here you are.
Thanks. You didn't say anything to her, though, about yesterday or why I'm revising so hard.
I said I wouldn't.
Right.
And we didn't really have time for much of a chat. She was running late with the milking.
Yeah, I thought she'd have gone by now.
But I can see she's getting worried about you working so hard.
She doesn't know why I have to.
Pip, I don't want to go on about this, but wouldn't it make life easier for you if she did?
Easier? No, they'd hit the roof.
Because you made a mistake. You think they never did?
I just can't handle it at the moment, not with everything else I've got to think about.
Yeah, but if it's preying on your mind, doesn't that make it harder for you to concentrate?
Not if I can salvage my biology and get such a good mark in my chemistry they never find out.
I'm just not sure that this is you, Pip, having secrets from your parents.
It wasn't until I met Jude.
Well, you hardly kept him a secret. Some girls would, once they realised how much their parents disapproved.
But why should I? I'm not ashamed of him.
No, and you've no need to be ashamed of making an honest mistake. You said you nearly told David last week.
Until he started going on about Jude.
Well, it's his blind spot, I know. I couldn't talk to him either.
Well, then.
But that doesn't matter. That's David's problem. It's you I'm worried about. Pip. Secrets don't suit you. I understand. I'm the same.
It is hard. I keep forgetting they don't know.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not used to keeping things from them.
But I've got no choice.
Yes, you have. What's the worst that can happen if you do tell them?
They'd be so angry.
I don't think so. But even if they were, they've been pretty angry with you about a lot of things recently.
Yeah, that's true.
And you seem to have survived.
They'd blame Jude. At least Dad would.
But tell him he's wrong. I mean, you don't seem to have a problem with that.
Oh, it would be a relief.
Then do it, Pip. Just do it.
Well, I think they got a flaming cheek.
It is their farm, Eddie.
Yeah, mean-minded and tight-fisted, but that's the archers for you.
Why should they give you a pitch for free after last year?
Why not? They've got the room and they've got the skills.
Skills? You were selling cider under the table.
Well, we'll just have to do one ourselves, like we did a couple of years ago.
Aye?
Oh, yeah. Why not? That'll show him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Doesn't take much to set it up.
Oh, yes, it does.
Well, just open up the field.
What, and show them one pig and a few ferrets?
Oh, come on, Clary. It went very well, I remembers.
If you say so.
Fun and frolics. A family day out. Oh, that's a good slogan, Eddie. Write it down. That'll do for the posters.
Oh, we're having posters, are we?
We've got to get people over there. Yeah, and they'll have much more fun than at Brookfield. God, it's going to be really dull. Machinery trail.
Pathetic. Yeah, we know what attractions to lay on to bring the punters in.
Yeah, which usually involves me doing all the hard work.
It won't be like that this time.
Oh, you always say that.
Yeah, what else was he boasting about? Oh, yeah, the burger van. As if anybody would want one of Tom Archer's poxy sausages when they could be enjoying one of your cream teas, Clarina.
You see? Eddie just said it was not going to involve me.
Oh, you wouldn't mind doing a bit of catering for us, surely? That's all I'll ask you to do, honestly.
So what are these other attractions going to be?
There's my compost.
Oh, yeah, that's worth coming to see.
Oh, and you'll have to do a digger display. Folk will never forgive you if you don't.
Might not forgive him if he does.
Hey, you can do your pony and trap rides,
Dad. Oh, I could make it into a mystery tour this time, right?
The mystery being what there was worth seeing up on our field.
Oh, Clary, don't be such a wet blanket.
I'm being realistic.
Yeah, suppose I does a country craft stall, too. Eh? Went down a treat at Lower Loxley.
Good idea, Dad.
Yeah, and who's going to supply the country crafts?
Well...
Yeah, I knew it. If you think I'm going to spend the next 2 weeks making corn dollars...
I ain't asking you to. I'm sure Vicky Tucker will be glad to give me a helping hand.
You see? Oh, this is going to be a day to remember. I can feel it in me bones.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, sorry, you busy?
No. I'm just updating the Hereford records. Come in. Do you want to look something up?
I thought I might try and find that open farm website you were talking about.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm taking a bit of a break before we eat, so it seemed like a good time.
Oh, fine. Hang on. Let me just save this. Right, You sit here, then.
Cheers.
Oh, it'd be great if you could do something for us for Farm Sunday.
Well, don't get too excited. I only said I'd look.
I know.
I still need to concentrate on my revision until these next lot of exams are over.
Well, might not hurt you to think about something different for a little while. Relax a bit. We know you're doing your best, love.
Yeah.
And that is all you can do in the end.
It is now. I have tried.
I know. And we're really proud of you.
So the results don't really matter that much?
Well, I don't think you've got any reason to be worried about them.
I might have.
Oh, you've been working so hard, you're bound to have done well.
Yeah, but suppose I haven't?
Pip, everyone thinks that they've done badly in some subjects.
I know I have.
Now, I know you weren't very happy about the ones you did last week.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
But even if they weren't quite up to standard, all this hard work you're doing for the ones next week, it's bound to pay off.
It needs to. Dad.
Look, Pip, there's something I wanted to say to you.
Okay.
I know you feel that your mum and I have been giving you a hard time over the past few months.
Maybe.
But we still have a lot of faith in you. You know? We know you won't let us down.
Right.
Well, that's all I wanted to say, really. No need to make a big deal out of it. So, should we take a look at this website?
Yeah, let's do that.
We want to sell our cider, of course.
Could be tricky, though. They're so fussy about licences these days.
Oh, we'll find a way round that. We usually does, eh?
If you're still planning this open farm Sunday nonsense, you're wasting your time.
Who? Not again. I told you. We'll give you a hand with the teas.
I just checked the calendar. We've got campers staying that weekend.
I knew that.
You do?
Yeah, what difference does that make?
Well, they've come for a bit of peace and quiet.
And they're getting fun and frolics for free. Ain't they lucky?
No, I don't know about free, Eddie. I think we ought to charge them.
You can't do that. It's bad enough you're even thinking about going ahead when...
Phone, love. You'd better get it in case it's something important.
Yeah, you leave us to make these plans, Clary. You don't want to be worrying about all this.
Oh, if you think you can distract me, Joe. It's just Pat. She wants me to come in a bit early tomorrow so she can...
So she can what?
None of your business.
Oh, come on, love. You got us intrigued now.
So she can go over to Brookfield and talk about an idea she's had for Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, is that right?
And you think they'll be charging her for a pitch?
Well, that's settled. It's war now, Clary. We're definitely going ahead.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hi, love. Need a hand with that?
Nope. This is the last box. How did you get on with David?
Fine. He thinks it's a great idea.
Oh, I thought he would. How's it going to work exactly?
Well, he suggested that I hire a minibus. Then after people have seen the wetland system, I can ferry them over to Brookfield or vice versa.
Good idea.
And I can put a poster display up in the undercover area they're planning to explain how it came about, why we have a wastewater problem.
And advertise our products at the same time?
Oh, yes, he's quite happy with that.
Oh, sounds like it was a productive meeting.
Very. Oh, Jill was there. She's keeping an eye on their vegetable patch, apparently. She's taken it over from Phil, I think.
Oh. Did you ask her about the veal and ham pie recipe?
Yeah, she says she hasn't cooked it for years herself, but she's sure she's still got a recipe somewhere.
Oh, excellent.
So she'll look it out and pass it on to Tom.
Might cheer him up. He's really not looking forward to Brenda staying over in Leicester next week.
Well, he's putting a brave face on it, though. Oh, how was the community shop looking when you left this morning?
I just put my head round the door. Everything seemed to be running smoothly.
Good.
It was quite full.
Well, people are still intrigued by the novelty bit, I suppose.
Maybe. Right, I better be getting back to our shop.
Oh, yeah, and I keep meaning to ask you, have you heard back from Patrick?
About what?
We're coming over to the wetland area to see how many species he could identify. You said you'd get Kirsty to ask him.
Yes, she's asked him, and he can come.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to double check you knew I need you to work all the evenings of the opening weekend.
Don't worry, it's in my diary.
Oh, good. I'm getting a bit paranoid. I'm sure there's something vital that I've forgotten.
The opening night?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Hey, it sounds like it's going to be quite a party.
Did Helen get an invitation?
Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, I've targeted all the local businesses. Sorted the bubbly and the canapés.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And I've invited the cast of that show that's on in Felpersham to come along after they've finished.
Oh, great idea. Mm.
The Felpersham football team.
Oh, better move the breakables then.
Yeah. Oh, and the staff of Borsuch Alive, of course.
Oh, are they doing a feature on it?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. So, you think that's everyone?
Apart from the mayor and the Bishop of Felpersham.
Hmm. Well, the mayor's busy and the bishop's got a confirmation.
You asked him?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, joking.
So how's the decorating going?
Well, the upper gallery's finished, which is just as well because the sofas are coming today. And the table and chairs, they arrive on Monday. But the decorators have promised me downstairs will be finished by then too.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Jim and I want to look at the lighting today. Maybe do a bit of fine-tuning before the electrician goes.
Such attention to detail.
Yeah, well, someone's got to do it. Don hasn't been much help.
He said.
Oh, no. And now he's being a positive hindrance, trying to cut corners. Yeah, I had a real fight on my hands to get decent wine for the opening.
I presume you won.
Well, if it was up to him, it would have been a few sausage rolls and a glass of plonk. Oh, he just doesn't get what I'm trying to do.
Well, he'll be really impressed when the punters start rolling in.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I tell you, it's got to be worth it. I've put the rest of my life on hold for this.
I know.
Hardly seen Kathy and Jamie for weeks.
Well, I'm sure they understand.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll make it up to them, you know, once it's up and running.
Are you still thinking of going to New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Jamie's keener than ever with what Sid's been telling him when he rings up.
Yeah, Fallon said they seem to be having a great time.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely go. Maybe for Christmas. And Jack's bar had better be a success by then, or I might be emigrating.
What are you doing there, Puss?
Summarising my research on the properties we've looked at so far.
Well, all of them. We've seen quite a few this week.
No, just the top five. I've checked the Land Registry website to see if there are any problems with private rights of way or use of property.
You're thinking?
And I looked at the price index for the area. I can print that out if you want to see the figures.
Yeah, that'd be very useful, give me an idea what to offer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you know, I was surprised how well prices are holding up in Ambridge.
Did that change your mind about the hillside houses?
Maybe. But it's obvious that the Borchester pub is the star bar.
Yeah, I know you fell in love with it.
Well, it's in a good area, Matt, with good local schools, access to public transport.
Very useful. You have been busy.
And that's not all. I've also checked to see if the local council have building projects coming up that might impact on the properties we've been looking at.
Blimey, I'm impressed. You're going to be a real asset to the company.
I've enjoyed it.
I came in to ring the builder.
Has he had a chance to look yet?
Yeah, should have.
Well, right. What are you waiting for then? Ring him.
I'll put the ice cream in the freezer then.
Oh, thanks. I hope I haven't brought too much.
Oh, no. We're really getting through it at the moment.
Oh, I finally got round to telling Mum that Patrick's coming over this weekend.
Oh, I was going to ask you if that was still okay. I'll probably see him tomorrow morning.
Are you doing some more volunteering at Arkwright Lake?
Yeah. Still quite a bit of vegetation to clear. And he'll be there doing the dragonfly survey.
Mm, it'll be his weekend for doing surveys then.
Yeah, and I want to talk over some fundraising ideas I've had with him.
For the new hide?
Yeah.
Sounds like a busy morning. Hope he'll still be all right to come over to us.
Oh yeah, he's looking forward to it.
Oh, the wetland's looking glorious.
Mm?
Yeah. Mum and I went for a walk last night just as the sun was setting.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was magical.
Oh no. It's so nice after the cold winter.
Mm, all that new life bursting out everywhere. It looked just fabulous.
You seem quite full of new life yourself.
What?
Just in such a good mood. I don't think I've seen you this happy in ages.
Quite unlike my normal self, then.
I didn't say that, but... Is there something you're not telling me?
Like what?
Now, that's a guilty face if ever I saw one. There isn't a new man in your life, is there?
A man?
I'm right, aren't I, Kirsty? You are so transparent, Helen. I knew this wearing off couldn't last forever. Even you haven't got that much willpower.
Kirsty, there's no man.
No?
Swear you won't tell anyone.
Of course.
Okay, then. Brace yourself. I'm pregnant.
Thanks for that, I'll be in touch.
Sounds like good news.
Yeah, it is. He was very impressed by the pub.
Of course he was.
And he liked the hillside houses too.
Well, did he think he'd be able to convert both of them?
Yeah, didn't see any problem.
Well, which does he think we should go for first? Did he have a preference?
Came out about even. He agrees with you the pub conversion would be the bigger money spinner.
Well, it's a better property.
Yeah, could make bigger flats out of it too. So he definitely suggests we should grab that.
People would snap them up.
But he thinks Hillside has potential too. Yeah, I'm really coming round to the idea of renting some of those out. Regular income.
Mm. Well, there's a lot to go for, isn't there? Look, let's have a drink and think it over.
Here's your coffee. I've made it strong.
Oh, thanks. I think I need it.
Sorry. I did rather spring it on you. But I didn't want to lie to you.
No, I'm just surprised, that's all.
But pleased?
Well, I'm pleased if it's making you so happy.
Am I sensing a but?
No. I'm still taking it in. It is a bit of a change. Helen the career girl to Helen the mum.
I think I can be both.
Oh, I'm sure you can. It's just, well, you were never really gooey-eyed over babies.
Well, I'm still not. I don't really do gooey-eyed.
That's true.
But this will be different.
I still can't believe you went to a clinic.
It was no big deal. I mean, they've been amazing, really supportive.
Right. It's just, well, why now?
Well, there were a few reasons. There was some stuff going on with Annette.
Annette?
Just some problems. Just got me thinking about my own life. And then, of course, I decided that I'd really had it with men.
After Leon.
Yep. And then the obvious question was, if I'm giving up on men, does that mean I'm giving up on babies? And I realised how much I didn't want that.
Fair enough. I don't blame you for calling it a day. You've had a hard time.
And you've been such a good friend to me.
If what happened with Greg had happened to me, it's a big thing to get over.
I sometimes wonder if I ever did.
Well, of course you did. You wouldn't be making a positive decision like this if you hadn't.
Well, I hope that's true.
Oh, you'll be a lovely mum. Calm, loving and patient. The baby will be lucky to have you.
Oh, Kirsty. You don't know how much it means to me to have you say that.
Well, you deserve some happiness, Helen. And I've really never seen you like this, so... I don't know. A home with yourself, I guess. It must be the right decision.
That's exactly how I feel. Oh, Kirsty, I wish I'd told you sooner.
Well, I know now. So, tell me all. When's it due?
Early February. I'll get more of an idea of the exact date at my next clinic appointment.
Oh, it really is early days, then.
Oh, yeah. I've hardly told anyone. I mean, just the family and Ian. I want to wait, well, you know, till 12 weeks.
Don't worry, my lips are sealed. You know, now I get why you gave me the third degree about leaving here and working at Jack's.
Oh, sorry. Only with the baby coming, I was rather relying on you to hold the fort here.
Oh, and I will. Oh, it was never going to affect my work in the shop anyway. I'm only going to be at Jack's some evenings.
I know, but when I'm on maternity leave...
Well, I'll take over. Everything. I told you, Helen, you can rely on me. Totally.
Oh, I'm so grateful. I know it's more work for you. You must feel I've really dropped you in it.
Are you kidding? This is so exciting. Is it too early to be thinking about names?
The Hillside houses are still top of my list.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why.
They'd be easier to convert so we can get on with it more quickly.
Yes,
plus, but... we don't have to wait to sell them. We can potentially start renting them out as soon as they're finished.
Well, why the rush?
I want us to start making money as soon as we can.
But there's no cash flow problem. We've got my money.
Which I want to start paying back to you.
Oh, Matt, there's no need. Don't let that influence you.
Yeah, I know you're not so keen on them, and you do have a good point about their situation, but on the other hand...
On the other hand, it's a well-liked area, and the school bus stops practically outside the front door.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? I didn't just do research, Matt. I drew conclusions from it, too.
And that's great. But doesn't have to come to a choice. We could put in an offer on both of them. If you agree to it. This is our business, Puss. Whatever you say goes.
If you think it's the right thing to do, Tiger, then let's go for it.
Really?
Absolutely. When can we get moving?
Sooner the better. Don't want anyone else snapping them up, eh?
Matt, how exciting! This really is our new start!